在小家，我们越读越发现，在旧约里面的以色列人其实就是今天的我们。
In our small family, more and more we come to the realization that we are actually just like the Israelites.
神将我们从世界里分别出来。
God separated us out from the world.
神带领我们走人生旷野的道路。
And He is leading us to walk the way of the wilderness.
神给我们律法，就是他的话语。
He gave us His laws, and that is His word.
他要规范我们，改变我们，预备我们成为圣洁的国度。
He equips us, bounds us, and prepares us to be a priestly kingdom.
建立会幕就是建立今天的教会。
And they build the tabernacle, that is building the church today.
我们是一群被神建立的大能的子民。
We are the people that is being built up.
要借着教会传扬他的福音。
And it's through the church that his gospel is preached.
早上我们一同来唱，我们是一群被神建立的大能的子民。
Sing, for I'm building a people of power.
我们是一群充满赞美的子民。
And we are people of praise.In the church.
你是创造我们的主。
You are the God who created us.
愿你向我们显明你创造的心意。
May you reveal to us your purpose of creation. like the song says.
主，这世界还没有知道你的旨意。
Lord, the world has yet to see your sovereign plan.
还有很多的灵魂没有被拯救。
There are many souls that are not yet saved.
主，愿你的旨意向我们显明。
May you unfold your sovereign plan to us.
让你的儿女知道我们该有的使命跟责任。
So that we, as your children, will know our responsibility and our commission.
愿你的恩膏降临在这里。
May your anointing fall in this place.
透过我们传给万邦。
That through us it will be preached to all nations.
让我们得到这救恩，也能够成为别人的祝福。
As we receive this salvation, it can become a blessing to many others.
愿你的恩膏降临。
May your anointing fall. The God whom we worship is not a far distant God.
我们相信他的荣耀现在就在我们当中。
We believe his glory is right here in our midst.
那一日，神在旷野里面颁布律法。
The day as God gave his laws in the wilderness.
他命摩西建造会幕。
He commanded Moses to build a tabernacle.
他的旨意就是我要住在百姓当中。
His will is I will dwell among the people.
何人好，我们有这位全有全足全丰的神。
How good it is that we have this God who is the all-sufficient God.
他今天继续要来带领我们。
Today he is still to lead us.
我们有这样的一位神，我们还有什么缺乏？
What do we lack when we have such a God?
我们还有什么畏惧？
What fear do we have?
所以我们要将无穷的赞美来献给我们的主。
We want to offer up endless praises to him.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing.
领我大哉主耶和华。
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Oh
songs of praises, songs of praises.
在我们的人生道路上，神一直引领我们。
In our life journey, God is leading us.
主，愿我们不断经历你的大能。
May we continue to experience your mighty power.
让我们不断学习做一个依靠你的人。
So that we learn to be someone who trusts you.
你恢复在我们身上的使命。
And restore our purpose of life.
让我们的生活更有意义。
So that we can live a meaningful life.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please take your seat.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们借着这一个节日，我们要来向我们的母亲们表达我们的感谢。
We all use this occasion to express our gratitude to our mothers.
不仅等一下小小的孩子们要感谢母亲
Not only young children would like to give their thanks to their mothers
而整个家都要感谢母亲
But the whole family ought to thank the mothers
母亲的伟大她常常是非常低调
A mother's greatness is oftentimes very low key
非常隐藏的
Very hidden
因此可能呢 很有可能会被疏忽
So as a result it's oftentimes neglected
被低估了
or underestimated.
但是母亲带给孩子的影响却是非常的巨大。
Yet, the impact a mother has on the children is truly immense.
美国国会在1913年通过五月的第二个礼拜是母亲节。
In 1913, the U.S. Congress designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
就是盼望每一个家庭在这一天都能够 honor 我们自己的母亲。
With the aim of encouraging every family to honor their mother.
那个时候的母亲节跟现在有一点不同。
Unlike today, the celebrations back then was different.
那时候庆祝母亲节是从教会里开始。
Back then, celebrating Mother's Day was in a church.
现在母亲节多半在餐厅里度过。
And now most of people spend Mother's Day celebrating in restaurants.
我不知道你们家里面怎么庆祝母亲节。
I don't know how you celebrate Mother's Day.
每一年母亲节的时候，我都会寄一个卡片给我母亲。
Every year for Mother's Day, I will send a card to my mother.
我的孩子们呢也写卡片给我。
And my children also send Mother's card to me.
我有一个盒子装了他们从小到大送给我的卡片。
I've collected a box full of their cards written to me.
从他们 toddler 开始。
And starting at the time when they were toddlers.
我相信你们家里也都有这样的图画。
I believe you all probably have such experience.
画个大大的头。
And they would draw a huge head.
每一根头发都离开头一寸。
And then all the hair will stick up about one inch tall.
下面写个大大的字，妈妈我爱你。
And then they will write big words, Mommy, I love you.
随着他们年纪增长。
And now they have grown.
他们对母亲的那个感恩也逐渐在也越过越有内容。
So their appreciation for their mother has grown as well.
不仅在母亲节的时候，我们要感谢母亲。
And we shouldn't thank our mothers only on Mother's Day.
每一天我们都应该感谢母亲。
But that we should thank them every day.
现在母亲节我们刚才说已经是个非常商业化的节日。
We just mentioned that Mother's Day has become very commercialized nowadays.
所以长时间以来，我们家都很避免在今天去餐馆。
So for a very long time, our family has avoided going to restaurants on this day.
最近几年，我们也开始庆祝父亲节。
In recent years, we've also started celebrating Father's Day.
我认为这是非常重要的。
And I think that's very important as well.
父亲对家的贡献，对孩子们那个成长的那个影响力也是非常重大的。
A father's contribution to the family and to his children's upbringing are also very important.
只是很可惜的，父亲节跟母亲节一样的，也开始越来越商业化。
But sadly enough, both Father's Day and Mother's Day have become very commercialized.
我们又增加了一些过节的习俗，又增加了一些送礼物的机会。
We have just added some traditions as well as some chances to just buy more gifts.
我想，不论我们送花或者请母亲吃饭，这都是一 一些 token 表达我们心里面的一些感激的意义，那个心意。
What are giving our mothers flowers or taking them out to a meal? They are just a small token of our appreciation.
圣经中虽然没有过母亲节这个节日
，although the Bible does not mention specifically about Mother's Day，
但圣经却非常看重父母亲。
But the Bible emphasizes a lot on mothers.
圣经不仅要我们尊敬母亲，也要我们尊敬父亲。
But yet the Bible wants us to honor both of our parents.
不久前我们才刚刚读到神神颁给摩西的十诫。
Not too long ago, we read about the Ten Commandments that God had given through Moses.
其中第五个到第十个都是神要我们怎么跟人相处。
The fifth to the tenth is about our interpersonal relationships.
第一个就说到当孝敬父母，使你得福。
The first one says, honor your father and your mother.
这是第一个带应许的诫命。
That is the very first commandment with promise.
诫命就是告诉我们什么事情神认为是好的，是应该要做的。
Commandment speaks of what God sees as important, something that we ought to do.
什么事情神能看为不好的不要去做
and as well as things that are not good that we should not do
诫命是让我们来遵守的
commandments are for us to follow
若是有一条诫命带着应许
if there is a commandment that comes with a promise
那就说出神心里面多么喜欢这件事
that tells us how much God really likes this particular one
如果我们去做了就有祝福
And as we do it, we will be blessed.
在这里，神不仅说我们要感谢父母。
Here, God is not only telling us that we need to thank our parents.
神说要尊，我们要尊敬父母。
But that we need to honor them.
什么是尊敬父母呢
？So what does it mean by honoring our parents?
现在我知道我们什么问题都可以问 AI.
Nowadays, I know we can ask AI just about everything.
所以我就问 AI。应该怎么尊敬父母
？So I ask AI, what does it mean by honoring our parents?、
我让这个妹告诉你们那个 AI 的答案。
So it says to honor your parents means to show them respect, esteem, and care, recognizing their position in your life, regardless of whether they are perfect.
我觉得这个答案非常的好。
I think that this is such a good answer.
虽然没有一个父母是完美的人
although no parent is perfect
但是只要我们是儿女
but as long as we are children
我们就需要第一个
then we must
在话语
the first thing,
在话语跟态度上尊敬父母
that is in our words and our attitude we need to show respect to them
第二个尊重他们在我们生命中的价值
secondly value their importance in our lives
第三个，当他们生活有需要的时候，我们需要帮助他们。
Thirdly, care for them when they have needs in their lives.
我觉得这些教导跟圣经教导非常的相近。
I truly feel that this aligns very closely with what the Bible teaches us.
神造了人，紧接着神就建立了家庭。
God created man, and then right after that, he established family.
人和家庭是神旨意中非常关键的部分。
Man and family are very crucial elements in God's will.
借着家庭生活，神要让人来认识神。
Through family life, God wants people to come to know Him.
在圣经里面，每一次神说到他跟我们的关系的时候，也常常用家庭的生活来表达。
When the Bible speaks of His relationship with us, God repeatedly uses family relationships to express Himself.
我们可以看到神一再说到我们是他的儿女。
We can see that God consistently tells us that we are His children.
神时常称他自己为父亲。
And He called Himself our Father.
可是我们跟神的关系很生疏。
And yet our relationship with Him is very distant.
我们记得我们刚刚读的出埃及记是刚开始的时候。
We recall at the beginning of Exodus.
那个时候以色列人觉得神非常的遥远。
The Israelites felt that God is so far away from them.
他们觉得自己的命很苦。
They felt so pitiful about themselves.
他们在埃及非常的可怜。
They felt that they were, their lives were full of sufferings.
哦，但是很快的，就在出埃及记第四章。
But very quickly in Exodus 4,
神就说以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
God declared, Israel is my son, my firstborn.
哦，这是非常非常这个很有感情的一句话。
It is a verse that is filled with emotions.
儿女容易忘记父母，父母不容易忘记儿女。
Children easily forget their parents, but parents do not easily forget their children.
我们就从我们父母跟儿女的关系，我们来揣摩神要我们怎么认识他。
From the relationship between parents and children, in our families, let's think about God's relationship with us.
神不仅像父亲一样，我想我们就像我刚才说的，母亲是比较容易被疏忽的。
God is not just only like a father, but which is oftentimes being ignored.
神说他也是母亲。
But God also said that He is also like a mother.
在创世纪第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
当神创造这个世界的时候。
When God created the world.
那时候地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
At that time, the world was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep.
哦，神的灵就运行在水面上。
Then the Spirit of God hovered over the deep.
哦，那我们上次讲到，我们曾经讲到过，我这个次就讲到一个神的灵覆盖在这个黑暗混沌虚空的那个水面上。
So we have once mentioned before that the Spirit of God hover over the dark, chaotic, and empty expanse.
这个护庇说到像一个母鸟张开翅膀保护小鸟那样。
This term hovering is just like a mother bird spread out her wings to shelter her young.
从那个时候开始，创世纪第一章开始。
From that time on, from Genesis chapter 1 and onwards.
直到现在神不改变。
Until now, God has not changed.
当主耶稣来到这个地上。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world.
那个时候耶路撒冷这个城，他们对耶稣并不友善。
At that time, the city of Jerusalem was not kind to the Lord.
我们知道主耶稣最后甚至都在耶路撒冷被杀害。
In fact, at the end, he was actually killed there.
但主耶稣看到耶路撒冷这个城的时候，他心里有什么感受呢？
But when he saw the city of Jerusalem, what was he feeling at the time?
在马太福音第二十三章。
In Matthew 23,
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知。
”Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets.
又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
And stones those who are sent to her.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下。
How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But you were not willing.
我不知道你们读到这些话的时候，你可不可以感受到那个。
I don't know if when you're reading this verse, if you can sense this hovering love.
哦，我们人当中有许多种爱。人当中有各式各样的爱。
And among men, there are all kinds of love.
母亲的爱最靠近神的爱。
The love of mother is closest to resembles the most of the love of God.
虽然耶路撒冷要杀害耶稣
although Jerusalem wanted to put the Lord Jesus to death.
当耶稣看到他的时候，人就是一个爱。
But when Jesus was looking at Jerusalem, he was still filled with love.
从创世纪直到马太福音
from Genesis all the way to Matthew,
不离开不放弃
he never left them.Never gave up on them.
一个忍耐牺牲的爱。
It is a love of that is patient and with sacrifice.
哦，当我们觉得母爱那么伟大。
When we felt that mother's love is so great.
神告诉我们，他的爱还要超过母爱。
God tells us that His love surpasses that of mother's love.
以赛亚书第四十九章。
Isaiah 49.
啊，神要告诉我们他的爱。
God tells,
永远不改变。
God tells us that His love never changes.
他说，妇人怎么能够忘记她吃奶的婴孩？
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
不连续她所生的儿子。
And not have compassion on the son of her womb?
她就算有的话，我也不忘记你们。
Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you.
从马太福音到现在。
From Matthew until now.
我最近听到这个太空人这个 Artemis 从这个太空回来，他们讲的话。
Recently, when I read of the words from the astronauts that came back in Artemis,
我真的很感动。
I was very moved.
神在提醒我们，他永远没有离开。
God reminds us once again that He has never left us.
我上次跟你们提到，当记者访问他们说，当我们地球有这么多的战争。
Last time I mentioned that when they were interviewed and they were reminded that there are wars going on Earth.
有那么这个人跟人之间那么没有和谐。
That there is no harmony among people.
你们四个人却像一个很好的 team.
The four of you are such a good team.
好像跟我们地球上的情形不大一样。
As if your what you have is very different from what's going on Earth.
那个时候太空人就是说，其实离开地球在大气层以外一直都是这样。
Their answer was, as soon as you leave the Earth, and that's the way it is in space.
他们就讲到说好像是1968年的时候，那个时候太空人就说地球是这样的黑暗、虚空、混沌，但是神的灵 hovering 在这个水面以上。
Even way back in 1968, when the astronauts were looking down from space, they were sharing Genesis chapter 1 that God's spirit was hovering over the face of the earth.
那是他们在出发之前讲的话。
That was what they said before they set out.
当他们回来了。
And then now that they are back,
这个记者又去访问他们。
The astronaut, journalist interviewed them again.
他们说他们当他把这个稍微被这个安顿一下以后，第一件事情。
After they settled down, the very first thing.
他们就要求这个海那个 Navy 的那个军里面的军队的牧师来看他们。
They asked a Navy chaplain to come to visit them.
这个牧师并不信主。
This chaplain actually was not a believer.
对不起，我说这个要求的人还没有任何宗教信仰。
This particular person has no religious belief.
但是他要求这个牧师来看他们。
The one that asked the chaplain to come was not a believer.
当他看到这个牧师进来的时候，他就哭了。
But then when they saw this chaplain came, he started crying.
当我们神从来离我们不远。
God is never far from us.
今天早上，如果有人你在困难里面。
This morning, if anyone here is in difficulties.
就像创世纪第一章那样的情形。
Just like what it says in Genesis chapter 1.
你感觉到黑暗。
You feel darkness.
你觉得很混乱。
You feel it's so chaotic.
你觉得很空。
And very empty.
不要忘记，在你环境之上有一个爱没有离开。
Don't forget that above all your difficult circumstances, there is a love.
那是护庇你的爱。
It is a love that hovers over you.
没有改变。
That never changes.
我们最近常常看到很多坏消息。
Recently, we've been reading a lot of bad news.
不管是这个 AI 的影响或者什么其他的，对，我就常常想，在这个之上，神的爱没有离开。
Whether it is the impact from AI or whatever else, above all that is the love of God hovering over us.
如果我们的母亲已经离开我们。
If our mother has already left us,
甚至很遗憾，我们母亲在，可是我们感觉不到她的爱。
Or sadly enough that they're not around us, that we cannot feel the love.
就说有一个爱超过母爱在护庇我们。
God says there is a love that surpasses that of a mother's love that is hovering, protecting us.
这个爱没有离开。
This love never leaves.
我们要寻求这个母爱。
We want to seek this love.
接着我们看到创世纪来到另外一个阶段。
Following that, we see another stage in the book of Genesis.
有一个人叫做亚伯兰。
There's a man named Abram.
我们都知道他是信心的榜样。
We know that he is a role model of faith.
他这一生里面最大的考验就是他没有孩子。
The greatest trial of his life was childlessness.
在十五章的时候，神就应许要给他一个后裔。
In chapter 15, God promised Abram that he would give him a descendant.
那个时候，亚伯兰年纪已经很大了。
At that time, Abram was already quite old.
我猜大概在八十岁左右。
And we think that he was about 80 years old.
亚伯兰在这个之前一直都很有信心。
Prior to that, Abraham always had faith.
但这个时候他已经八十岁了。
But then now he's already at the age of 80.
这个时候要继续有信心，实在不是那么容易。
It's not so easy to continue to have great faith at this age.
但是耶和华就对他说，他说你本身所生的才能够算是你的后裔。
But the word of the Lord came to him saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
神要把他带到外面去看一看。
Then God brought him outside to see.
神说你看天有多少的星星。
Said to him, Look now toward heaven and count the stars.
好，你能够数得过来吗？
If you are able to number them.
哦，这很实在，神就说将来你的后裔呢比这个还要多。
And he said to them, So shall your descendants be.
亚伯兰就信神。
And he believed in the Lord.
耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he accounted it to him for righteousness.
我想我们读到这里的时候，我们都必须得承认亚伯兰的信心太大。
When we read these words, we acknowledge that Abram's faith was very great.
我们想亚伯兰这一生里面应该不会出太大的问题了。
And that we assume the rest of his life he will not go wrong.
但是没有想到，到他八十六岁的时候
，But unexpectedly when he reached the age of 86,
还是没有孩子。
He still had no children.
我想这每一天都很难过的。
I believe it's hard to go through every day like that.
所以他就想出一个解决的方案。
So he came up with a solution.
我们知道他和夏甲生了以实玛利。
So we all know that he fathered Ishmael with Hagar.
我们也知道他的家从此以后就没有和睦。
And then his family from then on had no more harmony.
我们试着把我们自己放在亚伯兰的位置上来感受一下。
Let's try to put ourselves in his shoes for a moment.
神的应许在这里。
God's promise is here.
他也一生都相信神。
And all his life he believed in God.
但是他现在已经八十六岁了。
But now he's already 86 years old.
好像他的信心失败了。
As if his faith has faltered.
他还是没有孩子。
Because he still is childless.
他能够做什么呢？
What else could he do?
他很可能以为他这一生就这样子了。
Perhaps is like this for the rest of his life.
从八十六岁开始。
Starting at the age of 86.
十三年之后。
13 years later.
到了亚伯兰九十九岁。
When he reached the age of 99.
毫无疑问的他更老了。
And undoubtedly, he was even older.
我想这对亚伯兰实在是一个非常困难的情形。
I believe this was a very difficult situation for him.
一个一直跟随相信神的人
，someone who believed in God all along，
现在好像这个应许离他越来越远
，and now God's promise seemed more and more distant。
他也失败了
，and as if he completely failed。
他对自己还有什么盼望呢
？What hope does he still have for himself？
神的应许和他还有什么关系呢
？So what does God's promise have to do with him anymore？
我不知道每一次你们听到神的应许或者神的旨意，你们会不会觉得那样的遥远
？I don't know when you read the word of God and read of His promise, do you feel that those are so distant from for you？
我们看看我们自己的情形。
When we look at our own condition，
你们会不会感觉到像九十九岁的亚伯兰一样
？Do you feel just like Abraham when he was 99 years old？
亚伯兰在一个软弱的情形里面。
Abraham was in a weak state.
但是很奇妙，到了第十七章。
But miraculously, when we came to chapter 17,
他说亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现。
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him,
对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
我就与你立约。
And I will make my covenant between me and you.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
And will multiply you exceedingly.
哦，神还与亚伯兰继续立约。
God still made a covenant with Abram.
神的对他的应许没有改变。
God's promise to him did not change.
如果我们是亚伯兰。
If we were Abram,
我不知道我们敢不敢说我们再来签名立约。
I don't know if we dare to say, well, let's make the covenant together.
亚伯兰伏伏在地。
Abram fell on his face.
神又对他说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
And God told him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations.
这里有个关键的字。
Here is a key word.
神说我是全能的神。
God says, I am Almighty God.
哦，这个字，这是第一次在圣经里出现。
This word, this term, Almighty God, appeared for the very first time in the Bible here.
全能的神是一个很特别的字。
Almighty God is a very special term.
我们中英文都翻作全能的神。
In both English and Bible versions, it's translated as Almighty God.
全能常常使我们想到能力。
When we hear this word Almighty, we always associate it with power.
神的能力能够做成的事。
The things that God can do with His mighty power.
但是能力只是这个字其中一个意思而已。
But power is only one of the meanings concerning Almighty God.
原来在希伯来文这个字是 El Shaddai.
The original Hebrew meaning is El Shaddai.
它中文翻译就是神是以利沙代的神。
Which is translated into Chinese as God El Shaddai.
以利沙代的意思就是神是个像母亲一样的神。
So El Shaddai means God is like a mother.
是一个有母亲胸怀一样的神。
A God that is like a God with a mother's bosom.
哦，我们就知道这个字，神说我是全能的神的时候，它不只是讲到能力而已。
So from there we know that it's not when we talk about Almighty God, it's not only talking about the power of God.
它是说到一个像母亲一样的神。
But our God is like a mother.
这个字在圣经里面出现四十多次。
This term appears more than 40 times in the Bible.
在创世纪里面，神对亚伯拉罕说，也对雅各说。
In Genesis, God spoke this term to Jacob as well as Joseph.
雅各也对约瑟说。
And Jacob spoke it to Joseph.
在我们最近读的出埃及记，神也对摩西说同样的，用同样的话。
God also spoke these words to Moses in Exodus.
更多的时候对苦难中的约伯说。
And even more times to Job when he was in his suffering.
母亲的怀抱有多少的意义，对不同的人在不同的时候就有不同的意义。
A mother's embrace holds different meanings to different people at different times, and it means different things to different people.
我们可以举几个例子来看。
We can cite a few examples.
当亚伯兰，我们刚才说到他已经年老体衰。
As we mentioned, when Abram was old and frail,
他对自己没有什么指望。
He had given up all hope for himself.
但是他的盼望是有个新生命从他而出。
But he still was hoping that a new life would come out of him.
亚伯拉罕，可能吗？
So to Abram, was it possible?
神告诉亚伯兰，我是以利沙代的神。
God told Abram, I am El Shaddai.
那个时候亚伯兰，亚伯兰他是跟神讲一样的话。
And
不需要翻译。
And at that time, it didn't really need to be translated.
亚伯兰听见的不是神是有能力的神。
What Abram heard was not that God was a powerful God.
亚伯兰听见的是，我是像母亲一样的神。
What Abram heard was, I am a God who is like a mother.
我像母亲一样的能供应你生命中所有的需要。
I am like a mother who can provide all that you need in your life.
生命怎么样从母亲而来？
How a life comes from a mother.
一个婴孩怎样只要简单的投靠在母亲怀中就能够继续成长。
How a babycan just lie in the bosom of the mother and grow thereby.
神就告诉亚伯兰，我是像母亲的一样的神。
God told Abram, I am a God who is like a mother.
我相信这对亚伯兰，他听见的比能力超出很多。
And I believe when Abram heard that, he was very much strengthened.
我们不久前也读到雅各的故事。
Not long ago, we read of the story of Jacob.
雅各是个非常成功的人。
Jacob was a very successful man.
也是个个性很强的人。
He was also a person with very strong personality.
他不大容易认输，他也不大容易被改变。
He didn't give up easily or change easily or being swayed easily.
哦，我相信我们很多人都有这样的个性。
I believe many of us have such a personality.
但是逐渐的他来到中年。
But gradually, as he reached his middle age,
他的人生不再那么顺利了。
His life was no longer so smooth.
雅各遇到很大的难处。
Jacob faced great difficulties.
是他自己造成的。
And it was self-inflicted.
哦，他心里很害怕。
He was very afraid.
那一天他来到庇鲁伊勒。
That day when he came to Peniel,
他对前面面对前面的难处
as he faced all the challenges ahead of him.
哦，这个时候他想依靠神。
At that time, he wanted to rely on God.
但是他又不能够完全的相信。
But he just could not fully trust God at the time.
哦，他觉得他难处太大了。
Because he felt that his difficulties was too great.
他整夜在那里挣扎。
He was struggling all night long.
他心里没有安息。
He found no rest.
似乎他在跟神摔跤。
As if he was wrestling with God.
哦，这也是我们常常遇到难处时候的情形。
This is our own very condition when we face difficulties.
哦，中年人，我们有一些知识，有些力量。
We in our middle age, we have some strength and we have some knowledge.
哦，但是前面的问题大过我们。
But the difficulties ahead of us is greater than what we can handle.
我们的知识告诉我们要相信神。
Our knowledge tells us that we need to trust God.
但是我们的心不能够那么完全的相信。
But yet our heart cannot fully trust him.
好，所以我们跟雅各一样的在那里跟神摔跤。
So we are just like Jacob, struggling, wrestling with God.
最后天亮了。
And finally, daybreak.
神告诉雅各。
God told Jacob.
他说你的名字要改为以色列。
Your name will be changed to Israel.
上次我们说到以色列的意思就是与神挣扎没有安息的人。
Last time we mentioned that the name Jacob is struggle with God and yet find no rest.
但是何等好，神接着说我的名字是以利沙代。
And yet it is so wonderful that God told him, I am God El Shaddai.
像个母亲的胸怀一样，让孩子能够安息。
Just like a God whose embrace is like a mother's and capable of embracing the baby, the child.
有没有看过孩子睡在母亲的胸怀里面
？Have you all seen a baby resting in the mother's bosom?
神对那个跟他挣扎的雅各说：“我的名字是以利沙代。”
God told Jacob, who was struggling, wrestling with him, that my name is God El Shaddai.
来依靠我，安息在我这里。
Come and lean on me and find rest in me.
雅各听见了。
Jacob heard it.
从此以后，他逐渐知道怎样投靠这一位以利沙代的神。
From then on, he came to rest and rely, put his trust in God El Shaddai.
当他要离世的时候。
When he near the end of his life.
他要将他所认识的神，一生牧养他的神，来传给约瑟，他最爱的儿子。
He passed on his knowledge of God El Shaddai to his most beloved son, Joseph.
他这个时候神一生的牧养他。
He stated that God is the God who shepherded him all his life.
像母亲一样的带领他。
Just like a mother leading him all throughout his life.
再一次雅各用了以利沙代的神。
Again, Jacob used El Shaddai, God El Shaddai.
他告诉约瑟，神是以利沙代。
He told Joseph, God is the God El Shaddai.
啊，过了四百年，神要摩西带领以色列人离开埃及。
400 years later, God asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西其实离开过埃及。
Actually, Moses has once left Egypt before.
他知道离开埃及以后道路不容易。
He knew that the way after leaving Egypt is not going to be easy.
更不用说这么许多的人。
Not to mention so many people.
神再一次用了这个名字。
Once again, God used this name.
神说我是以利沙代的神。
He said, I am God El Shaddai.
我是像母亲一样，我要与你同去。
I am a God like a mother, and I will go with you.
我不仅是雅各一，牧养雅各一生而已。
I not only shepherd Jacob all his life.
我要继续牧养他的子孙。
I will continue to shepherd his descendants.
一路上摩西有太多的需要。
Along the way, Moses faced countless needs.
我们知道他缺水，他缺食物。
Lacking water, lacking food.
是看得见的。
These are all very obvious.
我们看不见的是他实在觉得我实在忍耐不了了。
And what we don't see is when he says, I don't have patience anymore.
啊，缺少忍耐，他缺少智慧。
He was lack of patience, lack of wisdom.
神怎样护庇孩子，母亲怎样护庇孩子，神也照样护庇摩西和他的百姓。
Just as a mother shields her child, so God shielded Moses and his people.
云柱火柱不离开百姓。
Pillar of clouds and fire never left his people.
这是护庇的爱。
That is the hovering protective love.
所以摩西如何，无论如何，他都不让神离开他。
So no matter what, Moses never allowed, never. Moses insisted that God go with them.
哦，我们刚才提了几个例子。
We mentioned a few examples now.
亚伯兰、雅各、摩西。
Abram, Jacob, and Moses.
他们有个共同点。
They all have one thing in common.
他们都是很老的人。
That is, they were all very old.
哦，但是神还要告诉他们，我是有母亲胸怀的神。
But God still told them that He is a God with a mother's bosom.
他们还能像孩子一样的来投靠。
They could still come to Him just like a child.
今天我们在庆祝母亲节。
Today, as we celebrate Mother's Day,
我们一起来和他们三位学习。
Let us learn from these three men.
我们来认识神是像母亲一样的神。
To come to know that God is like a mother.
他在上面护庇我们。
He shelters us, hover over us from above.
他在一路上，在我们人生的路上，他要像母亲一样的与我们同在。
And he walks with us along the way like our mother would.
那我们可以投靠。
So that we can trust him.
圣经中神应许我们。
In the Bible, the Lord promises us,
直到我们年老发白，
even until we grow old and our hair goes gray,
他还要怀揣我们。
He still carries us.
是不是像母亲一样的神？
Isn't that true that God is like a mother?
像母亲怀抱婴孩一样，他要怀揣我们。
Just like a mother holding the baby in her bosom, he holds us in his bosom.
神的名字是以利沙代。
God's name is El Shaddai.
主耶稣告诉我们要回转向孩子。
The Lord Jesus tells us that we need to return to be like children.
因为我们已经很早都不像孩子。
Because we have not been like children for a long, long time.
我们都是成年人，我们是中年人，甚至老年人。
We're adults, middle age adults, and old age adults.
我们已经离开孩子的阶段很久了。
We have departed from our stage of being a child for a long time.
我们非常习惯依靠自己。
We are so used to depending on ourselves.
我们都知道我们是神的儿女。
We all know that we are God's children.
但是呢，我们却不大习惯像孩子一样来依靠神。
But we are not used to depend on God like a child.
更不用说像婴孩一样依靠在母亲的怀中来度过我们这一天。
Much less rest in the mother's bosom like a baby as we go through our day.
我相信我们都听过这个故事。
I believe we all have heard of this story before.
在一百多年前
About 100 years ago,
在美国曾经有一位传道人。
There was once a minister in the U.S.
当他在乡间布道的时候
，When he was ministering in a rural area，
他遇到土匪的那个攻击。
He was facing the attack from the gangs there，
然后将他的腿打断了。
And his leg was broken.
那时候他非常的痛苦。
At that time, he was in such pain.
他就做了一个很简短、很真实的祷告。
And he made a very simple and short prayer.
他就向神说
，He said to God,
如果是我的父亲看见我这个情形
，If it were my father who saw me in this state,
他不可能没有感觉。
It is impossible that he doesn't feel anything.
他一定会做一些事来帮助我。
For sure, he would do something to help me.
我们知道他的脚就立刻好了。
So we all know the story. What comes next is his leg was healed instantly.
这个祷告摸到父神的心。
This prayer touched the father's heart.
神真是他的父亲。
Because God truly is his father.
神也说过，你们不好，你们都知道对孩子要好。
God says, even though you are not good, but you know to give good things to your children.
何况我呢?
And what, how about me?
所以我们知道他的脚立刻得到医治。
We know that his leg was instantly healed.
我相信不止我一个人听过这个故事。
I believe not only me heard of such story.
但是我们有没有同样的信心和把握，神真是我的父亲。
But do we have such faith and confidence that God is our Father?
我们不要听这个故事的时候，我们听到好像隔壁家发生的事。
When we hear such a story, don't just think that oh, it's a story for our next door for someone next to me.
神也是他的父亲，也是我的父亲。
God is His Father, and so is He my Father.
是他的母亲，也是我的母亲。
He is his mother, and so is he my mother.
我们有父母。
We have parents.
我们不要生活得像孤儿。
Do not live like an orphan.
我记得当郑牧师离世不久。
Shortly after Pastor Jang passed away.
我的女儿那个时候刚刚从学校毕业。
My daughter just graduated from a college.
她遇到人生中一个大的打击。
She was facing a big blow in her life.
她觉得很无助。
She felt very helpless.
我也没有办法帮助她。
I couldn't help her either.
在无奈中，我只能告诉她，神是你的天父。
In her helplessness, I told her, God is our heavenly Father is your Father.
当时这句话并不能够带给她安慰。
But what I said did not bring her any comfort.
她告诉我，你不要讲这个不实用的话。
She said to me, "Don't say these senseless words to me."
因为那句话对她来讲只是一个知识而已。
Because those words were just some kind of knowledge to her.
但是从那一天开始
，But from that day on,
我跟她一样
，I was just like her.
我们都需要来学习投靠神，来相信神。
We need to learn to depend on God and trust God.
因为除此之外，我们真的不能够做什么。
Because aside from that, there was nothing we could have done more.
许多年过来
，many years have passed.
现在我们都知道神真是不离开我们的神。
Now we come to know that God indeed has never left us.
他像母亲一样的一直。
He is like a mother hovering over us continuously
供应我们的需要
and supplied us with all that we need.
不仅我跟我的女儿可以这样经历
Not only my daughter and I can experience God this way.
还有许多人都留下这样的诗歌见证神是这样的神
Many people can share such a testimony that they have experienced God this way.
那当他们年纪很大了
，even when they have grown very old，
或许别人已经认为他们很属灵了
，or maybe people think that they are very spiritual，
他们却还像婴孩一样的能够躺在神的怀中
，but they are just like a baby resting in the bosom of a mother。
有一位叫做那个Havergal 的一个姐妹
，there's a sister last name with the last name of Havergal。
他写了一个很好的诗歌。
She wrote a very good hymn.
他说每一点每一天我是一样需恩典。
Is the hymn she wrote says, every little thing, with every need, little need that I have, I'm in so much need of your grace.
我仍旧是一样的没有依靠。
I am still just as helpless.
我的软弱成祝福。
But yet my weakness has become a blessing to me.
如果完全依靠。
If I depend and trust you completely.
这么许多见证人鼓励我们。
All these witnesses encourage us.
我们不要再做大人或是老人。
Don't just, no longer be an adult or old people.
我们回转向孩子。
Let us return to be like children.
因为主耶稣告诉我们在天国都是这样的人。
Because the Lord Jesus tells us that those who are in the kingdom of heaven are made of all these childlike lives.
在我孩子小的时候。
When my children were young.
我刚才说我们是很平凡的人。
I just mentioned that we are very ordinary people.
但是他们非常相信我。
But they trust me very much.
他们有的时候他们的玩具坏了。
Sometimes their toys are broken.
他们的衣服破了。
Or their clothes were torn.
或者他们学校发了什么通知回来。
Or they have some notice from the school.
他们我不一定立刻就能够替他解决。
Although I might not be able to solve their problem right away.
我的答案永远都是放到桌子上。
My answer to them was always put it on the table.
我们家有个 coffee table, 他们就把他们的问题放在桌子上。
We have a coffee table in the living room, and I would tell them just put it on the coffee table.
我都不记得他们跟我提过第二次。
I don't remember them mentioning it to me the second time.
似乎第二天早上他们起来的时候，所有问题都解决了。
And so the next morning, all the problems are solved.
直到现在，那 coffee table 还在。
Even until today, the coffee table is still there.
我非常怀念以前他们那么单纯依靠的时候。
I really miss the time when they depend on me so much.
我们的心转向父亲。
Our hearts turn to our Father.
父亲的心也会要转向我们。
And our Father will likewise turn his heart to us.
我们一起来经历神的爱，真是护庇我们的爱。
Let us experience together that our God's love is the hovering over protective love.
在我们人生的旅途里面
，In our journey of life，
有一个地方
，There is a place，
像母亲的胸怀一样
，Just like the mother's bosom。
那一个软弱婴孩的生命能够得到喂养
，where the weak child, weak baby's life can receive nourishment，
在危险的环境能够得到保护
，in a dangerous environment it is protected，
每天晚上能够得到安息
，every night it can find rest。
我们再一起来唱另外一个姐妹写的诗歌
，let's sing a hymn written by another sister，
在我们的诗歌450首
，hymn 450，
它的名字 就叫做以利沙代。
The name of the title of the hymn is El Shaddai。
这个是我们很多人都听过黎拓生弟兄。
Many of brothers and sisters here have heard of Brother Watchman Nee。
写这首诗歌的姐妹，她是带领黎拓生弟兄的人。
The sister who wrote this hymn was someone who has once led Brother Watchman Nee。
他一开始他就说：“神，你这个名字。”以利沙代这个名字实在太广大央茫。
In verse 1, it says, deep down into the depths of this thy name.
我就投身在这个名字里面。
My God, I sink and dwell in calm delight.
孤注一掷的投身在这个名字里面。
I sink and dwell in calm delight.
一生之久来经历这个名字的信实。
And throughout my lifetime, to experience the faithfulness of this name,
经历这个名字的丰富
the fullness, the abundance of this name,
经历这个名字的能力
the power of this name.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌
Let's sing this hymn together.